Bav Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, 2-7, and now the Mishnah has two parts. The first part talks about how you go about implementing the giving of the simanim in order to get back your lost object. The Mishnah says, Amar esa aveda v'lo amar simanea lo yiten lo. If a person identifies what was lost but doesn't give any identifying features, the simanim, then you may not give it to him. The hashkafic point here is that when you find something, the Torah is making you the custodian on behalf of your fellow Jew who lost his item to get it back to him. So it's like reckless, it's irresponsible to just give it to anyone who says, yeah, it belongs to him. Now it can't be that you put up a sign and said, I found a shirt, and some guy says, yeah, I lost a shirt. That for sure wouldn't be good enough. So therefore, it's even if you say, like, you know, I found some clothing, he says, yeah, I lost a shirt. Or you said, I lost a shirt, he says, yeah, it's a white shirt. That's not going to be good enough. He has to give some kind of specific information about it in order to be able to permit you to give it to him. Otherwise, the concern is you've acted as a bad custodian, giving away the shirt that belongs to the real person who lost it. And that's true if we're talking about a regular person. But says the Mishnah, Vaharamai, if the person who's coming and asking for the shirt that you found, even if he says, yeah, it's a white Brooks Brothers shirt, size 16, even that, Afo Pisha Amar Simaneha, he identified it pretty specifically, Lo Yitzen Lo, you can't give it to him. Why? We're afraid that, you know, he heard that his neighbor said, oh, I lost my Brooks Brothers shirt, and he knows the guy. He looked in his collar, he saw, oh, he's a size 16, and therefore now he's going to go and get it, because he, the Ramai, the trickster, trying to get a shirt for himself. Shneamar, the proof text, the proof that the Pasuk tells you need to get good identifying features in order to give back the lost object, is the Pasuk says, in the first part of the Pasuk, it's Devar Mechav Beis, Pasuk Beis 22.2, it says, Vahaya, and the object shall be imcha, with you. And now the Mishnah picks up, ad darosh achicha oso. Now literally that means, until your brother comes asking after it. But the Gemara says, well, obviously it's going to be with you until someone comes and asks for it, otherwise where would you, how are you going to give back to them? Of course, therefore, it understands, it means that it's you, the person who found it, who is darosh achicha, that you have to, like, test and check out the guy's claiming to have lost it, to make sure it really belongs to him. Now, if the guy's a trickster, we're afraid that, he's got something up his sleeve, therefore you shouldn't give it to him. So at what point can a Jew who has a bad reputation ever get his lost object back? So the Rambam says he'll need to bring Edom, two witnesses, to confirm that this shirt really belonged to him. The Shulchan Aruch does bring such an opinion down. The other approach is that if a person gives, like, simanim muvchakim, like very specific signs that indicate that he knows something he knows this object intimately, that he couldn't have just sort of figured it out from somebody else, that would be also proof you can give it to him. That's a different sheet, though, okay? Fine. I actually read that very badly. The Mishnah didn't finish. The Mishnah said, Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Ad Drosh Achicha Oso. So we Drashen, the Mishnah says, Ad Shetidrosh Es Achicha, until you investigate your brother, the guy who's claiming he lost it, im ramai hu, im eno ramai, if he's trying to trick you and get something that doesn't belong to him, or not. Okay, and that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is like really a whole new din, it's like in the Gemara, it's a new Mishnah altogether. The question is, like, how far do your obligations go in terms of tending to this object? So, the principle at work here is that the Torah says you have to expend your time and effort to return back your fellow Jew's lost object, but it's not obligating you to lay out money for it. So if it's just a pen that you found, it can just sit on the shelf. That's one thing. But what happens if you find a cow or a rooster? So then what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to just, you know, feed this rooster for the next year until till the owner claims it or something? So the Mishnah says, well, it depends. Kol davar she'oseh va'ochel, if you're talking about something which both is oseh, meaning it produces, meaning it can generate revenue, either because it lays eggs, you can sell those eggs, or it's a cow that could plow a field and you could rent out the cow by the day or something. So it earns money, it produces something, and also ochel, it consumes, meaning also there's costs involved in maintaining it. So then the din is yaseh v'yochel, so that's, you should put it to use, renting it out or whatever, milking the cow, whatever the story is, and then use from the proceeds you get from using the animal to produce whatever it does, use that to pay for its feed. So the animal can, like, pay its own way, so to speak. If that's the case, So then you have to keep on doing that. One shita is for a whole year, at least 12 months. V'davar she'ein osa v'ochel, and the kind of thing which does not produce revenue, but it does cost you money. So that would be an example, like say a rooster which doesn't lay eggs. What do you do with the rooster? Or, you know, a calf, a little baby cow. So it can't do any work, can't produce milk, you just have to feed it. So those kind of things, yimacher, you're allowed to sell it. Shneimar, what you do is you sell it, and then with the money, you'll give the money to the person who lost it. How do you know that that's what you should do? Because since you're allowed to get reimbursed for any expenses you have associated with returning this lost object, if you would have to, let's say a rooster is worth $100, okay? And let's say that the rooster, you know, costs $1 a day to feed. After 100 days, so now the person who lost the rooster is like in debt to you. So he shows up, you're like, okay, you owe me money for your lost object. It's no good. So therefore, the point is, rather, he'd be happy if you just sell the rooster, get the money, you fed it for, let's say, 30 days, so you can deduct the $30 worth of expenses, and the remaining 70, so to speak, you'd give to him. How do you know that? Shneimar, because the pasuk says, v'hashevoso lo. The pasuk says, and you shall return it to him. That was the end of the pasuk I just read to you before. The point is, of course, in the context of the psukim, you're going to, when the person who lost it wants it back, you're going to give it to him. So what does the Mishnah say? And you'll give it to him. To tell you, you have to think ahead what it is that you'll be giving to him. Re'e heich tashivenu lo. Like, think through, what will you be giving him? If you're giving him a bill for your services for watching his rooster, that's not doing anybody favors. And therefore, you have to think it through and think, oh, it's much better off if I just sell it now, and then, you know, we'll cut our losses and we'll give him what's left. So now, mayehe badamim. Now, let's say you sold that rooster and you now got $100 in your pocket. So can you spend $100? Or do you have to put it on, like, in an envelope waiting for him to come? Is it yours to spend or not? So, b'tarfen omer yishtamash behen. Yes, you can use them. And lefikach, and therefore, im avdo, if they get lost, chay b'achriyusan, then you're responsible to replace them. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, lo yishtamash behen, you're not allowed to use them. Lefikach, im avdo, ein chay b'achriyusan, therefore, if they get lost, so then you're not responsible to replace them. Now, the meaning of this machlokas actually is subject to another machlokas, Amarayim, Rabba, and Rav Yosef. And let me just speak it out for a second. Usually I avoid this kind of stuff, but it touches on something very fundamental with just Hashavas Aveda in general, which is, while you are in control of the lost object, so are you a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar? We haven't discussed Shomerim yet. We'll get it later on the Masechta Be'ez Hashem. But the point is, a Shomer Chinam is someone who's doing someone else a favor. I say, I'm going away on vacation, can you just, you know, take care of my bunny while I'm away? So you're a Shomer Chinam, you're doing me a favor. If that's the case, so then you're not even, if something bad happens, even Ganeva and Aveda, if the animal gets stolen or if it just gets lost, I come back and say, I don't know where the bunny is, I don't have it, I'm sorry, you'll be off the hook. Because a Shomer Chinam is not obligated to make even those kind of payments. Whereas a Shomer Sachar, if I say, listen, I'll pay you to be my custodian, I say, listen, watch my rabbit, and I'll give you $50 for your services. So now the Shomer Sachar, the paid custodian, is obliged to, he's obligated. If the animal will get lost or stolen, he's on the hook. But I'm paying him for a reason, take responsibility. Okay? There's a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, if the person who finds lost object is a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar. At first blush, you'll say, listen, of course he's a Shomer Chinam, like he's just doing the guy who lost it a favor. But there's a thought, first of all, the Torah is telling you to take responsibility and return the objects. That already sort of suggests maybe Hashem wants you to live up to more responsibility. Also, the Gemara has a discussion where he says, listen, when you're osuk b'mitzvah, when you're involved in taking care of the lost object, so then you are patur min mitzvahs, you're exempt from other mitzvahs. So while you're dealing with finding the owner of this lost object, if a poor person would ask you for money, you could say, listen, I can't deal with this now because I'm doing another mitzvah, and you're exempt. You don't have to help the poor person. That being the case, you, so to speak, have like a financial benefit in as much as you don't have to take care of the poor person while you're taking care of the lost object. The other side is, come on, how often does it happen that you're in the middle of returning a lost object and some poor person asks you for money? So it's not really, in real life, a practical financial benefit. So there's a machlokas, therefore, if you're Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, with the lost object. So then it ratchets up now with the money, which means, if you understand that a person is generally a Shomer Sachar already when it comes to a lost object, once he sells object and gets money for it, that's even more. Now, if he's using it, he's using that money, as Rav Tarfon says he can, He's not a shomer sachar, getting benefit of the money. He's a shoel. Shoel is someone who's a borrower. So he's getting all the benefits. In other words, if I say, can I borrow your lawnmower? So you say, sure. But then I can't. I'm responsible for everything because you're doing me a favor letting me use a lawnmower, which means even if circumstances beyond my control, lightning comes and strikes on the lawnmower, or I don't know, robbers come by gunpoint and steal the lawnmower, I still have to replace it. You say, listen, I lent you the lawnmower. That's one thing, but I don't hear excuses. Give it back to me. So according to the approach that a shomer, that a person who finds an object is already a shomer sachar, according to Rabbi Tarfon, here, once you're allowed to use the money, you become like a shoel. And that being the case, when he says, Lefikach im avdu, if the stuff gets lost, chai bachrius, and you have to replace the money, he means even if it gets lost through an onus, circumstances beyond your control. Whereas, according to the other approach, if you're a shomer chinam with a regular lost object, so then now you're just up to a shomer sachar, which would mean that according to Tarfon, you are only when he says chayv b'achriuson, you have to replace it. That's only if avdu, if you lost it, but not if it was a circumstance beyond your control and onus. Okay, and the partner learns like the former. Wait, and similarly, Rabbi Kiva, who says you can't use it, and therefore if it gets lost, you're not chayv b'achriuson, you're not responsible to replace it. So if you hold it a regular shomer, like a shomer of the lost object is a shomer chinam, so therefore, and you can't use it now, you would still stay a shomer chinam. You can't use money either, therefore you're exempt altogether. Whereas if you learn that is a shomer sachar, so he remains a shomer sachar, and therefore he's responsible if it gets lost, and he gets lost in a general sense. He'll only be exempt if it gets lost because of circumstances beyond his control.